Hello there, everybody. This is Brandon Heinrich coming to you from Long Island, New York. And today I would like to begin a series of updates that I'm going to be doing to a podcast that I did back in November of 2007. And I did a podcast on the D-Link USB phone adapter, model number DPH50U. Now, back a couple of weeks ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had to reformat my computer. It was being very slow. There were a bunch of startup problems, and there were problems with the registry and things like that, according to a little utility that I used called Galera Utilities to scan my system for viruses and, I mean, not viruses, just system problems. And my cousin and I scanned the computer, and we found all sorts of nasty stuff in there. And the computer was running very slow anyway, so I decided that it was absolutely time to reformat the computer, give it a fresh start. It absolutely needed one. So we did. Now, after that, I had been searching for my CD that had the drivers for the D-Link USB phone adapter and the software that it needed to run with on it. And unfortunately, I couldn't find the CD. So I did some poking on the D-Link website to try to find the drivers, because I knew they were there because I had downloaded them previously, but unfortunately had lost all of my files in the process of reformatting them. They were backed up on my cousin Kyle's external hard drive, me unfortunately not possessing one at the moment, and I have to really get one because those things are extraordinary. So I had no way of retrieving my drivers at that point. He would have to give them to me at another time, and he gave them to me a good week later. And but I absolutely needed my drivers for my D-Link VoIP adapter because I use it for my primary phone. I use it for my home phone line and I use it for my Skype so that my Skype in number can function properly and all that other nonsense that is associated. And I like it because it has the functionality to act as both my Skype and my landline. So my phone is actually tied to this thing, too. And it works like absolutely a dream. And I'm going to do a sample run with a couple of phones on this device today, because I do have a few phones here that we can do a sample with. And I'm going to see which phone actually works a little bit better, because the drivers have made this thing sound a little better and improved some of the functionality. Now, what used to happen with this device quite often, well, all the time, is when you dialed a contact in your speed dial or whatever, you used to hear a very annoying noise in addition to the Skype sound. It used to be one of those noises like boom, 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 you know, when you dial a number on the standard landline and you get a message like, the number you have reached is not in service. Something to that nature. Now, that sound didn't really faze me because it was a standard sound. It was a sound that it made in addition to the Skype sound of dialing. It wasn't a major deal. But once I got these new drivers installed, I looked at myself, and when I dialed the number of a contact on my Skype contact list, the speed dial number, which I've assigned, I was absolutely astounded. I said, well, why isn't it making that noise, that high-pitched noise? So, I checked again and, checked around, and I found out that it does not make that noise with these drivers, which was pretty good. It eliminates one noise that we don't have to hear. So, what I'm going to do today during this particular podcast is I'm going to walk you through the new layout of the D-Link interface, the user interface of the adapter. Now, some of the icons have changed. The one in the system tray has. And instead of saying adapter connected, Skype connected, when you're connected to Skype and the adapter's connected to your computer, it now says Skype connected. Now, when you've got the device unplugged, but you've got the software running, like when you restart your computer or something and you have the device unplugged, like if you're not using it, if you're traveling around with your computer, but you don't have the device plugged in because you're mobile and you're outside and you don't need to take out a phone in the middle of public. That would be a situation where you would look in the system tray and you see D-Link device not present. Those are the two icons that have changed. It used to say adapter disconnected. Now it just says D-Link device not present. How specific. Anyway, what I'm going to do is open the system tray, because it's the easiest way to get to the configuration. So I'm going to press Insert F11, and with Window-Eyes, unless you have it switched to JAWS layout, you hit Insert S to get to your system tray.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, aim user sights on.
And I'm very, very, very sorry about my quality today. I do not have another audio device besides my Microsoft LifeCam VX1000. Again, something I had to find the drivers for. Pain in the behind. I will arrow down until I hear Skype connected and press enter.
Mute port 1.811 downloading. Skype away. 18.62% remaining. Skype connected.
Okay, my computer's running on battery so that the webcam sounds a little better. I'm going to press enter here.
Context menu about A.
We have about.
Configure C.
I'm going to press enter on it. Configure.
Leaving menus. Initiate row IP call. Combo box 202. Alt plus I. Call handling call recorder.
Okay.
General tab.
We're on the general tab, which looks the same. We have.
Initiate row IP call. Combo box 202. Alt plus I.
We have initiate VoIP call, and that is the star key. So when you pick up the phone, dial your speed dial number, and then press star, you hear the Skype sound, and it rings, and la la la. Okay, I'm going to press tab.
Send key, combo box, star, 102, alt plus S.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on a minute. I lied, totally.
Initiate VoIP call, combo box, 202.
Okay, the initiate the VoIP call was when you have it hooked up to the landline, which right now I unhooked it from the phone line. And what it will do is you need to pick up the phone and it'll give you the normal dial tone. You need to press pound pound twice quickly and it will enter VoIP mode. Same thing when you need to check messages, etc., etc. Now, I'm going to press tab again.
Send key, combo box, star, 102.
Send key is the star, that's when it will initiate a call.
Call waiting sequence, combo box, 1206, alt plus W.
Call waiting sequence.
Root Johnson, sequence code number, flip number 1.
I'm not quite sure what this does. I believe when you receive a call, and you've got call waiting, and it beeps in your ear, you can press pound 1. And take the call.
Conference key sequence, combo box 2306, alt plus C, since 1890.
Okay, conference key sequence. I believe the way this works is you can actually connect the two calls. If you've got a Skype call on the line already, and then a landline calls you, you can conference them in and vice versa.
Restore defaults button, alt plus
R. Now we have restore defaults.
Okay button, cancel button, apply button, alt plus A, general tab.
So I'm going to press the right arrow.
Call handling tab, general.
To get to the call handling tab.
Rings before response, combo box, 5, 6, or 11.
Each of these rings before response has a function.
Rings before response, combo box, 5.
And I have them both set to 5.
Pin number, edit, 12.
Now, the pin number thing is to access the answering machine remotely from a phone. Okay? Oops. I don't want to do that. Pushed my CD in and my CD tray in and realized that I had a CD in there. Didn't realize, I should say, until it made a noise. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do.
Pin number F.
Is the pin number is already set, and I want to show you this later how this works.
Disable standby hibernate checkbox not checked.
No, you don't want to do that.
Answering machine radio button checked, 3 of 3.
Now, this is what the response should be, whether it's answering machine.
Just ring handset radio button checked.
Just ring handset.
Call forward radio button checked.
Or call forward.
Answering machine rate call. Answering machine
ring. But I have them set to answering machine at the moment. Both lines, Skype or the landline.
Enable administrative mode checkbox checked. Alt plus E.
Enable administrative mode. This is when you dial the number and you press the star key when you get into... When you hear the greeting come on, you press the star key and you can change the, you can change settings remotely.
Enable administrative mode checkbox checked. Alt plus
yep,
M.
They're both enabled.
Language combo box. English 203. Alt plus L.
English or
OS locale.
Or OS locale.
English Chinese.
Or Chinese.
English.
Obviously, we don't want it in Chinese.
Okay, button.
Because then I won't be able to understand it.
Can't apply but call handling tab. Call recorder tab.
The last tab is what I... One of the things that I like about this device.
Location read-only edit. See documents and settings. All users documents recordings.
Okay, that's the location.
Button.
That's the browse.
Open folder button.
The open folder.
Graphic 412 button.
I don't remember what that button is.
Record all calls checkbox checked. Alt plus F.
Record all calls. I have that checked.
Minimum free disk space MD for enabling recording. Edit 1290.
The default is 190. I've changed it.
OK button.
And I'm going to press OK. Okay, now that part is done. So, what we're going to do now is go to this chat window. Somebody chatted me. Okay. We are going to show you how this sounds now. Now, what I'm going to do is, since these recordings, are recorded separately, what I'll do is I'll paste them. Hold on, I'm getting a call here. Okay, that was business related, so I couldn't let you hear that. But what I'm going to let you hear is another sample call. Now, I should let you know my internet connection is not perfect at the moment because I am downloading some big files right now. So, what we're going to do... I'm going to open Skype, and we're going to call Samuel Wilkins. Now, I know some people know who Samuel Wilkins is. Samuel Wilkins is a pretty good affiliate with me, so I'm going to arrow down to his contact.
Call the Chris.
I'm in the wrong window. The wrong tab, I mean.
Samuel Wilkins, Skype me, trademark.
Okay, he's Skype me at the moment. Now... When I reformatted, I lost all my speed dials. So what I'm going to do is I have to create his speed dial still. So I'm going to press the Applications key.
Context menu S. New chat list. Request contact details unavailable. Mark as user P. Remove from contact. Set speed dial P.
And you'd either arrow down or up until you heard that. I'm going to press Enter.
Leaving menus. Kyle Heinrich edit. Skype trademark. Set speed dial number. Enter new speed dial.
Okay, the enter new speed dial number. He was 7 last time, so I'm going to enter 7.
Skype trademark random dangerous 300.
Okay.
Low
battery up my behind. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this recording so you can hear what the phone sounds like. Now, what you have to do before we get started is I'm going to pick up the phone. We're going to hear the special VOIP dial tone. And I'm going to dial 7 and star. Then Skype will pop up as it's calling him. And he never has his sound device settings correct right away, so we'll give him a chance to actually do that. But in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually pick up the phone and dial him.
Okay, this is the first of several phones that I'm going to use. I'm using a very large phone. It was actually the phone we originally did the podcast on the first time, so I'm going to dial... 7 and star, now it's ringing. And the Skype window popped up.
Hello?
Hello there, Samuel. This is the first of many test recordings that we're going to have, and I'm using my phone that I have here. This is the first phone that I'm going to use. I'm going to use two different phones and see which one actually sounds a little bit better than the other one, and we're going to see if the Because what happens now, these are updated drivers. For the device, because when device, I reformatted this computer, if you don't mind turning down your computer speakers, because I can hear myself echoing.
I'm just moving back from the speakers.
Ah, okay, perfect. Now I don't hear it. This is the first phone I'm going to use. This is actually a very old AT&T phone, which is, for those listening in America that know of AT&T, this is actually a very gigantic monstrosity of a device that I have sitting here. It was the original phone when we did the first podcast for this device. And I must say that it's a nice phone. I use it for home, but when I'm traveling, I use a different one. And I must say it sounds a little better, so we're going to do a comparison run on this podcast. And I'm going to demonstrate the new features as well, which I've been doing. So I'm going to hang up with you. We're going to hook up the other phone on the recording, and then I'll call you back after I do that.
Okay, and I'll tell you which one sounds better,
great.
To me, that is.
Great, and what I'm going to also do is I'm going to have you call in a few minutes and leave a message, because I'm going to, this thing has an answering machine on it, and I'm going to show the listeners how to play messages and how to play them when you've received multiple messages. This way they know exactly how that works. So I will call you as soon as I'm done hooking up the other phone. You'll get another call from me.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, so that was the first of a few calls we're going to have today, as well as some other stuff. Now, that was the first phone, and you heard it ring. So you know what that sounds like. Now, I'm going to actually get behind my computer here, right? Well, it's actually right here, so I don't have to go far. But I'm going to unhook this phone and move this hunk of junk. I'm telling you, this is heavy and annoying. I would never bring this traveling if I could help it. Unless I didn't have the next phone, which I'm going to bring out, which is a tiny silver Radio Shack phone. Beautiful phone. Except that when it got given to me, the batteries inside for the caller ID were corroded. But that's, such is life. Okay. After I untangle these wires, I'm going to hook it up. Now. It'd be beautiful if these wires were not so tangled. Jesus. Okay, this is beautiful now. I'm going to hook this up to the port. I never know which one is which, unfortunately. Well, obviously it's not that one, because it went in the wrong way. Okay. So I guess it's the one furthest away from the USB port. Yes, now it works. Okay, I just pick up the phone and you can hear a click. Okay, next recording.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here again and I'm on the other phone now.
Okay, according to me, the normal one, the first one you did, has a little less bass in it than the one you're using now.
Yes, this is a smaller phone and made by Radio Shack. It's not a great, this is a nice phone because it's smaller and it doesn't take up so much room. That's the only thing that I like about this phone. I use this for traveling mostly. I use this when I'm far, away from my home and I'm using a different desk and stuff. I usually bring this phone with me to use instead. And I like this phone just because you sound a little bit better on your end, although this does have a volume control, so if I turned you up right now, ow, I can hear myself, and that is extremely loud.
Okay.
Ow, I gotta turn that down.
I definitely
had to turn that down.
So, tell me when you want me to call you, and I will do it.
Okay, I will call. I will let you know when to call. I'm gonna do some other things now. I'm gonna actually call myself from another line and leave a message on the answering machine, so we have a collection of messages so that we can play each one of them back and see how they do. Actually, I'm going to unhook this phone too and put it away.
Okay.
Actually, I'll do that after I call, but let me go and call from another line and I will be back shortly.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, so according to Samuel, he said that the other phone sounded better. All right, now I'm going to leave the room, and I'm going to use the phone in the kitchen to make a call to this Skype-in number that I have, that I use for business. Now, unfortunately, phone in the kitchen is on its last leg and probably won't last very much longer. And I did this the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I was trying it, and it didn't sound good. But we're going to try it again. Just see how it sounds, and if I don't sound as good as I should, oh well. But I'm going to walk out of here. You're going to hear the little silver phone ring. And then when I hook the other one back up, which I'll do when I come in because I'm too lazy, you wouldn't have heard it because I just had to come over here and turn the ringer back on. Good God. All right, let me leave here. The other thing about this phone is the ringer is messed up on it. Oh, well. I'll be back.
Download complete. Shane has laid the discography channel. Neo has finished downloading. Skype trademark granted. Dangerous 313. Online button. Call ended.
All right, the bell means I'm here. All right, that phone sounds absolutely terrible, as you will hear me say in the recording. Now, this phone actually behaved itself today and rang normally. Let me unhook this. And Skype's going to make noise again, alright? Let me get the hunk of crap out again. Ugh, this is heavy. Put this thing in the box. Into the bin in the cabinet. This thing back on the desk. And I'm going to... Okay, I plugged it into the wrong port again. As I said, I don't usually know which one's which. Okay. Now, I'm just going to tell Samuel.
Skype. Samuel Wilkins. Context Met Star Chat. Keep leaving Met. Audacity.
To call now, and we are going to hear this phone ring now, which is a much louder ring, as you probably heard before. Plus, this webcam makes it very loud. This webcam microphone's okay on it. And there it is. Now, you'll notice, again, that the Skype window will pop up when the answering machine picks up. Because Skype thinks the call's in progress. So two totally different phones.
Skype trademark random dangerous 330.
Okay, the answering machine picked up, and we're going to wait until it says call ended. And I'll have one more person call, and then we can start to do the checking of the messages. My message probably sounded terrible.
Call ended.
Okay, it says call ended, which means he left a message. Okay, what I'm going to do is have one more person call me. I'm going to pause this. Okay, I sent this person a text chat on Skype, so hopefully he will call. And I'm getting a text chat back. And he said he will. I just paused it while I read the text chat. And he's going to call in about 30 seconds, hopefully. And when he does, he will leave a message as well, and we will see how this sounds. You also have to factor in how people's headsets and microphones sound and all that other fun, joyous things that factor into this as well. Okay. That's another thing you gotta factor into this whole thing, is that is an issue. There we go. For some reason, it makes a strange clicking noise when it rings. It never did that, but it's a good indication if the ringer's off. If I, idiot that I am, forget to turn the ringer off.
Skype trademark granted.
That's a good indicator. Okay, the answering machine just picked up.
Call ended.
That means sort of good quality for me will be over for a while, and I will be back.
Okay, I'm talking over a dial tone, but what you're going to hear is when I press the star key, you're going to hear the answering machine prompt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the star key, and you're going to hear the following.
To listen to local voice messages, please press 1. To delete all local voice messages, please press 2. To access the VoIP network voicemail, please press 3. For answering machine configuration, please press 4.
Okay, so it asks me what I want to do. Do I want to listen to local voice messages, delete all local voice messages,
access the VoIP network voicemail via Skype voicemail,
or for answering machine configuration, I can press 4, but I'm going to press 1 to listen to messages, and I'm talking over this person.
Recorded voice messages will be played back sequentially.
Okay, well, I know I'm probably not going to sound 100%. This phone has seen better days. It used to sound so much better than this. Oh, my God, this phone is awful. It's one of these stainless steel phones from Pottery Barn, if anybody's familiar with Pottery Barn. It used to be a beautiful phone 5 years ago when we bought it. Now it's awful. All right, I'm on my way back in the room to better quality.
To repeat the current message, press 1. To delete the current message, press 2. To keep the current message, press 3.
I'm going to delete it.
Hello, Brandon. This is just Samuel here doing a test for your podcast. And I hope it goes well. And I'm going to hang up now and let you get on with it. So thanks for involving me on it. Goodbye.
To repeat the current message, press 1.
Hello there, here's your test message. Bye-bye.
To repeat the current message, press 1. To delete the there are no more messages. To listen to local voice messages, please press 1. To delete all local voice messages, please press 2. To access the VoIP network voicemail, please press 3. For answering machine configuration, please press 4.
Okay, now we're going to do the answering machine configuration, so press 4.
To record a greeting message, please press 1. To listen to the current greeting message, please press 2. To restore the factory default greeting message, please press 3.
Okay, I'm going to record a new one. I'm going
to record a greeting message, please record the greeting message after the tone. To stop recording, press pound.
Hello, this is Brandon. I'm currently unavailable to take your call right now, so please leave a message at the tone, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a good day.
To record a greeting message, please press 1. To listen to the current greeting...
Hello, this is Brandon. I'm currently unavailable to take your call right now, so please leave a message at the tone, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a good day.
To record a greeting message, please press 1. To listen to the current greeting message, please press 2. To restore the factory default greeting message, please...
Okay, so you can see now how to actually do the answering machine configuration, listen to local voice messages, and you can see that the answering machine's got pretty good quality in it. But as I said, it depends on people's headsets. You really have to think about the fact that it depends on people's headsets, microphones, whatever they've got, whatever configuration they've got. Okay, now since it's closer, and since I'm not dragging the computer and anything else to my cell phone, which I actually have to turn on right now because I have my cell phone off because I'm not a huge cell phone user like most people in this day and age now. I'm going to turn the phone on. If I can ever get it to turn on, for Christ's sake. Okay, there we go. It's not turning on. I'm going to dial my Skype in number, and you're going to get to explore the remote configuration settings. So I'm going to dial my Skype in number, and I'm turning it on to the speakerphone so you can hear it. I have not used 1 minute this month, so... Okay, when this answers, I'm going to press star to get into the menu. I'm going to press star. It says, please enter your PIN code. I'm going to enter the PIN code and press star.
To make a toll bypass call, please press 1. To enter the answering machine system, please press 2.
Okay, so it says to make a toll bypass call, press 1. To enter the answering machine system, press 2.
To make a toll bypass call, please press 1. To enter the answering machine system, please press 2.
This is what happens when you do this without a phone line. Okay, cuts you off because you cannot make a toll bypass call without the landline attached for some reason or another. Now, for some stupid reason, this idiot decides he's going to sign on and off AIM, which you're going to hear his rap noise and garbage. So, that is a brief summary for you of just how good this particular device is. Now, this is, you know, only the beginning, because this device, you know, when you're on a Skype call, it's a really great, you know, and you're talking to somebody on Skype. This has a cordless, you can use a cordless phone with this, of course, and not be tied to your computer, but unfortunately I only have corded phones, but that's okay. I use them and I love them. Now, one of my biggest hopes and dreams one day would be able to hook this thing up to a multi-handset phone. One of those ones that have the multi-handsets that you don't even need to plug into the jack. You just plug them into the wall and they work off the base. That would really be a nice thing to do, is to hook one of these babies up to a multi-handset phone and see how that works. and I would like to see exactly how that works. And, you know, I would like to see how it works in the situations where somebody picks up the phone and they have a conversation, but it's being recorded in the other room, and they don't know that, but it would be pretty interesting to see. And we're actually going to probably work on getting a multi-handset phone in this room, because I have tendencies where my Skype rings and I can't run into the office to answer it. This is my home office here in this room. And I can't actually walk in here and answer Skype. So I would like to have a multi-handset in here. The only problem is I'll probably have to disable the call recorder. But then again, it is my house, so people who live here and use the phone will have to deal with it. Alright, so I would like to conclude this podcast and say that it was a pleasure to be able to do another podcast again for BCT. I haven't done one in a pretty long time. So I'm going to say goodbye for now and hope that everything is good and hope that everything will be good. And hopefully Larry will get these podcasts up pretty soon, because they're starting to decrease and get less and less every 5 and 10 minutes, so hopefully everything will turn out as it's supposed to again. So thanks for listening, and have a great day, everybody.